basketball coming up from the Tornado Fieldhouse tonight, a makeup contest as the East Sac County Raiders playing at the Storm Lake Tornadoes. Ryan Thompson here, and before the tip-off into the 7 o'clock hour, getting together at this time with East Sac County girls coach Mike Fisher back leading the team. Mike, just like the old days.
Yeah, it's been a few years, Ryan, but I'm back working with the girls again and enjoying myself, and really enjoying being back with Sherry Crabb as co-head coaches, and really having a great start to the season.
All right, so with that in mind, how have practices been going in leading up to the opening tip-off?
Well, Brian, you know how early season practices go. There's some that really look really well, and others that you wonder, boy, we got a ways to go. But things have been looking pretty good. We've had some sickness roll through here, and really haven't had all the girls at practice on one given night, with the exception of the first night with some sickness and a few injuries already. But we're plugging away, and you know what? I couldn't ask for a better attitude from a group of young ladies, and we're moving forward. It'll definitely be a test for us tonight.
Well, I know you've got a few spots to fill from a season ago. With that in mind, if you could run through the roster from top to bottom and the girls that'll be part of the squad this year.
Well, Ryan, tonight, we have two all-conference players coming back from last year's team, and Kendall Herrig and Lexi Wilson. And I'll be excited to watch them play. They've really progressed and had a good summer with us, and have really been doing a great job of leading in practices thus far this year. Then we're going to bring in some players that they haven't really had an opportunity to work with much, and that probably will be the piece that we'll have to watch as closely as we can, and we'll see better play from the group as we go through the season, because these five girls haven't had an opportunity to work together much as on the floor playing as a team. And our other three that will probably be starting for us, barring any sickness that I don't know of quite yet, but would be Megan Wright, Hannah Schmidt, and Riley Fisher will top out the three to help Lexi and Kendall work through some of the offenses and defenses that we're going to have tonight. After that, we have we'll throw in some sophomores and even a freshman as we play through the evening. And on a night where we have a doubleheader like this, a JV varsity game, we do have to watch some quarters, and maybe won't see as much rotation as what we'd like to see on a normal night where it's just a varsity game. But I think we'll have a great effort from these young ladies, and they'll really work hard, and we'll just kind of see where we're at after playing a game tonight.
You mentioned the injuries and sickness you've been dealing with. Is everybody good to go tonight?
That we do have one young lady that is out until at least Tuesday with an injury. As far as the sickness piece, I really haven't had an opportunity to look at the attendance for the day, and that changes as the day goes on too. So I'm hopeful everyone will be healthy, and with the exception of the one that is injured right now.
Well, based on what you've seen so far, what do you figure to be some of the stronger characteristics of your team?
Well, Ryan, just through practices, they have really done a great job of starting to learn some of the new things that I'd like, that I've had before and am putting in again, and are very aggressive defensively. So I would look to, the defense to do very well tonight, and us getting our feet wet with some new offenses along with the old ones, because I didn't want to completely transition out of everything, and just playing some good solid fundamental basketball because we did a lot of work on just the fundamental pieces of the game.
I've been talking with other coaches. Speaking of a Twin Lakes conference play, once that rolls around, of course, there'll be some strong teams. I'm sure you figure you can compete with just about anybody, but a lot of teams bring a lot of girls back.
Yeah, there is. There's a lot of awfully good ball players coming back in the Twin Lakes Conference, and I guess they were really recognized in the rankings here last week.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to be able to play good, solid basketball every night. We'll have to be able to do that the entire game. We won't be able to have any letdowns or any time lapses in there that would cause us problems, because some of these teams that we're going to be playing in the Twin Lakes Conference, that could really hurt in the final score if we have some of those lapses. So, you know, again, it's a work in progress when you're building around two players that really did a lot of playing last year and the rest that just kind of subbed in here and there. So we're really trying to get some continuity and have them have an opportunity to work together.
East Sac girls basketball, some commentary from Coach Mike Fisher. Mike, thanks so much, and look forward to seeing you tonight in the season opener.
Thanks a lot, Ryan, and thanks to KYL and all the sponsors for helping sponsor the game so, you know, we can showcase our kids and they can get some time on the radio. So Thanks to you, too.
Well, thank you for saying that, and we will have the broadcast, East Sac and Storm Lake, tonight, girls basketball on Storm Lake Radio.